Hometown Ghost Stories contains serious and often distressing events and is not intended for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Today on Hometown Ghost Stories, we are covering a horror movie with one of the weirder settings that I've ever seen. So why don't we dive in, grab some appetizers, and review The Menu. What is up, everybody? Welcome to Hometown Ghost Stories. I am your host, Rob Coakley. I am joined, as always, by Dave Wilkins.
Hello, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for that enthusiastic response. Jesse, you're also here. Do you want to be as enthusiastic as Dave was?
Yes.
Ah, love it. That's all we had to do today. Today we are going to do that. See what happens when you eat too many appetizers? You can't speak anymore. Mm-hmm. We're going to actually review the movie The Menu, which we should have done a couple weeks ago, but, you know, life comes at you fast. And here we are. We're going to finally do it. Dave, why don't you hit us with a synapsitizer?
A synapsitizer. I like it. The Menu, 2022, directed by Mark Mylod. Sure, that's not how you say that name, but I don't know how to say that name, so we're going to roll with it.
Works for me.
Me too. A couple travels to a coastal island to eat at an exclusive restaurant where the chef has prepared a lavish menu with some shocking surprises. So this movie, I typically don't like movies that are like trying to be too many things, right? There's, you know, you like pick a genre and stick to it and stay in your lane, typically. Mm-hmm. This one is an exception to that rule. This was like a horror, comedy, thriller, mystery. Throw everything at the wall, see what sticks. It all stuck. This movie was a blast. And I'm pretty sure it was just basically like season one of Hell's Kitchen. Do you guys remember? If you've watched every season of Hell's Kitchen, like I have, you'd be like, now it's like, you know, it is what it is now. It's fine. It's fun to watch. But if you go back to season one and watch that, Gordon Ramsay was so ruthless. Like, he was so much worse back then than he is now. Like, he's dialed it way back. But this is basically, and I'm 100% sure that this movie was inspired by Hell's Kitchen because of how ridiculous that show is. But, I love this movie. This movie was so much fun.
Yeah, it was a blast. I had a lot of fun watching this movie.
Yeah, there were so many different things I loved about this movie. The kills were great. There were some plot twists. There were some things I wasn't expecting. And the acting was great. There were some, you know, cameos from some pretty cool actors that, you know, you don't see all too often anymore. And it was a fun time. I really had a blast with this movie.
Yeah, I mean, I knew kind of what we were getting into a little bit, I thought, when I was going into this movie. It was like advertised as sort of a black comedy, dark comedy. And I just didn't know like how graphic it was going to get. I didn't think it was going to take some of the steps that it took, like to, as you were talking about, some of the kills and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I just didn't think we were going to go there. Right. I just thought this was going to be a dark comedy. It's going to, you know, if somebody dies, it's not going to be anything crazy. It's going to be like there was a poison in the soup and somebody's face is in it type of deal.
Yeah.
They didn't do that. They subverted my expectations, at least in that respect, and I loved every character in this movie. Like, I just in terms of the way that they were portrayed, like, it just, like, you didn't like a lot of the characters just because you've seen these people in real life, right? Like, we talked about this when we reviewed Skinamarink, and you said that people that absolutely loved it, right, when they loved that movie, they were just saying that because they thought they had to say that or because they wanted to feel elevated over other people, right? Mm-hmm. And there were some characters in this movie like that, and you're like, they're only saying this because they want to sound a smart, or, you know, like, or be just like sophisticated.
Yeah.
And they're the people that played those parts played excellent. And, you know, John Leguizamo's character was great in this. I don't always like John Leguizamo, to be honest. He's real hit or miss with me. He was excellent in this movie.
I can't think of anything I didn't like John Leguizamo in.
Can I refer you to the Super Mario Brothers movie?
I didn't see it, so.
Oh, fair my enough. God. It might be.
Do you want to review it right now, real quick?
I do. I can't believe you've never seen that movie.
Wait, from when? Like, when was it? What, like, era?
Like, 1990, 1991. It was him and Bob Hoskins. And they hated making the movie so much that they were drunk every day on set.
That sounds amazing.
And all Bob Hoskins did until he died was complain about that movie.
Rest in peace.
It's so bad. It's such a bad movie. Yeah, like, go back and watch it. You know how Goombas are big heads with no bodies?
Yeah.
They made all the Goombas large with tiny heads. Like, everything that was in Mario was reversed.
Were they doing it, like, without permission or something? That's why they had to change everything?
No, I think it was just in a time... And we're talking about the Super Mario movie for way too long.
We're talking about the wrong movie. This is
I think it was in a time that they didn't care. They just wanted to get something on screen. So whichever... screenplay they got for a video game movie, they just made it. Double Dragon did the same thing, and they just would make it because they're like, let's just make money off this while it's hot type of deal. And it came out with one of the worst movies of all time. So anyways, John Leguizamo,
quick ratings on the Super Mario movie.
Yeah, that's a 0.4 for me.
Damn, it's a 5-star for me. I haven't seen it, but easy 5.
You have to go watch it. All right, Jesse, why don't you
give us a rating on Super Mario Brothers.
I haven't seen the Super Mario Brothers.
You haven't seen it either?
No.
Who are you guys? How do you
like real? We're real Italians. Like, we don't have to
I think I'd rather... We're at least 25% Italian. Come on now. Real Italians. I think that sounds like a movie that I'd rather see the making of. But anyways, The Menu was fun. I had a lot of fun watching this movie. I texted you guys like halfway through. I'm like... not even done with this movie, but this is a good time. It wasn't a scary movie, but it left you uneasy, and it was shot really well, and it was horror comedy. You know, like there were elements you were laughing the whole time. Like you said, John Leguizamo was great. He had a great line in this thing where, his girlfriend or whoever he brought with him to this island was like, "Go say something to him." He's like, "I don't know him." She's like, "You said you knew him." He's like, "I am." What does he say? He's like, "I'm a name dropping whore." It was just such a good line. I was like, "Oh shit, man! I know so many people like that," and it was great. I thought, Voldemort. I thought Voldemort was phenomenal in the movie. He played that role so good, just kind of like he hit that role so good as like a fed up chef. And I mean, for those that don't know, I mean, me and the wife, we own a restaurant. Like, you deal with your staff. You love your staff. This is kind of, and I'm sure it's different restaurant by restaurant, but it's the customers that you mostly get fed up with. And this is where this movie went. Spoilers, obviously, again, but he got so fed up with these people and the fact that they weren't really there for the food and the fact that he knew what they were up to, right? He knew one guy was cheating on his wife, at least one. He knew that these other guys were doing some kind of fraud with the books and everything. And everyone was there for a reason. Everyone was there to die. He knew that the food critics were just the worst people on the planet, which is completely true. Like the Yelp reviewers, the worst. Like these people are god awful. And it was, and he just
the people that, just to jump in real quick, it's the people that they'll go to a restaurant, right? Or they'll listen to a podcast that they really like, and they won't leave a positive review. But the second they hear or taste something that they don't like, they sprint to their fucking computer to leave a negative review, mm-hmm. right? It's those fucking people.
Yeah. And especially people that go to these restaurants and they enjoy the food, right? And they know it's top notch. And this is what these critics were like. Were like normally... he would do this and he would reduce this, whatever. I don't remember the exact complaint was, but like the sauce had separated or something. It was some sort of very, very specific complaint. Mm-hmm. And yeah, he had had enough. He's like, these people they're going to die.
That was the woman from Ozark.
Ozark. Yep. She's great. That's Janet McTeer.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I had a ton of fun watching this movie. One of the parts I want to bring up, and obviously, again, spoiler-filled review, I want to talk about the ending with you guys, because there's a theory out there that I'm kind of on board with, and I want to know what your thoughts are with this. So in the very beginning of the movie, as they're walking into the place, they come upon the meat shack. And while they're at the meat shack, they talk about it being aged for 26 days. And one of the tech guys, he's a gigantic smartass about it. And he's like, well, what if we eat it after 23 days? How would you know? And she's like, well, something wouldn't sit right within the meat and you'd die. So that's how we would know. And they make it an emphasis to show you this, to have her say this. And then it doesn't come back. But does it? Because Anna Joy Taylor's character at the end gets the chef to make her a hamburger, because she saw this whole thing that he used to love cooking when he was just making hamburgers. And so he makes her this hamburger. And the theory is, well, what if he used the meat from there to make this hamburger so she didn't actually escape, because she's the only one who escapes and she's eating the burger on the boat. And then we cut to the credits. Does she survive? Was she eating a burger that wasn't quite ready to be made, and she's actually going to die from eating that burger?
That is such a good point, and I hadn't even considered it. I completely forgot about that whole aged beef in the, because it was such a quick scene. It happened. It was almost like a, it felt like a throwaway scene, and then they never readdressed it. And if that is the case, that was the reason that that scene was in there, was so that the final girl doesn't actually get away, because the movie ends with her biting into that cheeseburger on the boat. You know, if that's genius. That's such a brilliant ending for the movie, because it's like, it doesn't explicitly say that she dies. It just leaves the option open, right? Right. It suggests that she dies, which leaves it all up to the viewer, which is, fuck, I love when movies end like that. If that is, which I think it has to be, right? Because, I mean, why else would that scene have been in there?
There's no other reason for them to talk about that. So I had not caught this in the movie. Rob, you texted that to me. I don't know if you texted the group or not, but after the movie, and I'm like, holy shit. Yeah, I think you're right. Because why? There's no other reason for them to mention that in the movie than for smart people like Rob to pick that up and say, well, now she's eating the burger a day late. Not supposed to take that to go. Now you're dead. And they killed everyone. But, I mean, he did make it a point throughout the movie to be like, you are not supposed to be here. She wasn't supposed to die. She wasn't one of them. Also, out of the blue, she's just like, I'm from Brockton, Massachusetts.
I know.
That's right down the street from me. I live in the town next to Brockton. Like, all of a sudden, I'm like, what the hell? Like,
Jesse Brockton. Lives on this side of Brockton. I live on this side of Brockton.
Yeah.
Like we're both in towns that practically touch that town. So, crazy. Threw me for a loop, too.
It seems like over the last, like, 20 years, Hollywood in particular loves to use Boston. There's just Boston movies left and right. Everyone's from Boston, right? They always seem to mention Boston. It seems to be like the new New York. Like, everyone's like, oh, New York, New York. Now it's all Boston, Boston, Boston. So if they had said, I'm from Boston, Massachusetts, I wouldn't have thought about it twice. Like, you know, every movie does that. But when she said Brockton, I'm like, well, that's so random.
It's not that random. Brockton's a pretty well-known, you know, city in Massachusetts.
Yeah,
but you're talking to people who are outside of Massachusetts. They know Boston. They probably know Brockton, especially if they follow boxing.
Yeah, yeah. But not all that she was I'm a boxer. Saying is that it's just not commonly mentioned in movies is the city of Brockton. So that was
I disagree. If you're from outside of Massachusetts, let us know in the comments if you do or do not know Brockton, Massachusetts, because I don't think people really do, unless, like you said, they're a boxing fan.
No, that's I think people, when they think of Massachusetts, they think of Boston or they think of Cape Cod. Maybe Plymouth because of Pilgrims.
Plymouth, Salem.
Plymouth because of Salem. Salem.
Because of Dave. Yeah,
yeah, because of Dave. Before we get into some scores, do we want to talk about some of the kills in this movie?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. You guys said this movie was well shot. There's that scene.
He was well shot. Yeah, that was a shocker. I was I sort of expected a suicide there. Obviously, when they rolled out like the tarp or whatever, you're like, this guy is gonna die.
Yeah,
it's still, you saw it coming and it still shocked you. Mm-hmm. And the people's reaction was so authentic. And then you had a few of them that like, this is just a part of the show. It's a trick.
Which it was real. But it was real. But it was also part of the show.
It can be both.
Because it's a movie. Look at this. Mm-hmm. We're all in shambles now. Yeah, it was good. I thought that was great. Obviously, the ending with the s'mores was just so wacky.
This is one of my negatives for the movie, actually, because it was wacky, but no one even made an attempt. They all learned at the same time they were going to burn to death. And they're all just like, oh, I guess that sucks, man. Here we go. Not a single person.
Yeah, they would. Especially with that group where they were plotting their escape the whole time. Like, it was a little silly.
But the reasoning behind it was like, well, they're like, well, we can't escape because the guards are going to stop us. I say, okay, I'd rather get shot by the guards than burn alive.
Yeah, yeah.
100% I'm running for the door. So that didn't really make sense. It was a little far-fetched.
I love the scene where they take I can't remember the character's name or the actor off the top of my head, but like the guy that brings Anna Joy Taylor's character there, and he's like,
yeah, it was Tyler in the movie. It's played by Tyler. Nicholas Hoult.
Yeah, Nicholas Hoult. So Tyler is talking about everything that's being done to all the food. He's like, he knows every little thing that's happening. He wants to know all about it. And the chef finally brings him up. He's like, make something. Just make something, make anything, cook me something. And he can't do it. And it almost reminded me of, like, I laugh because it kind of reminded me of like the other industry that I'm in where I'm doing fantasy football stuff. And it's like, if you brought one of the fantasy football analysts that I work with and put them on a football field, they wouldn't be able to do anything, right? Like, they can tell you everything that you need to do. And it's not a one for one, but like, it just the
run
way
a
that
route.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Run a
yeah.
route.
Yeah. Yeah. Catch the ball over the middle in traffic. Like, you know, like that stuff. But I mean, everybody's there does different things. Some people are better with words and stuff, but when he makes him actually try to cook it and he can't do anything, and then he whispers something in his ear and he just goes and, you know, kills himself in the closet. Basically, I love that scene for some reason because it was so brutal and so dark that it just really got the point across of what was going on. Not that you didn't already know, but just like how dark this was getting.
Yeah. No, that was a great scene. And it was it really was like, it's another scene that just reminded me of Hell's Kitchen. Somebody mm-hmm. buckles under pressure, someone who probably knows everything, you know, knows everything about what they're supposed to know, but can't execute under pressure. And right. that was one of the other scenes that I thought was, you know, kind of a, this movie, I don't know that it was, but it had to be like a tribute to Hell's Kitchen.
It oh, for sure. You saw that in the way that they were doing these little cutaways where like in between each course, they would show you what it is with a picture and like a graphic and a funny saying underneath sometimes. Best part of the whole movie was Taco Night or Taco Tuesday. Yeah. And just the way that Voldemort brought it up, it's just like, it's Taco Tuesday, like sarcastic about it. I love that part. I don't know why. It was just, you know, like him pandering to some common kind of thing. But of course, it was killer tacos and everyone loved them. And then you had the weird kind of situation on the pita bread. So the movie was just fun, man. I had a great time watching this start to finish. I thought it was a fantastic movie. I thought the acting in it was really good, and yeah. it you know, like Shock. I said, it wasn't scary, but it wasn't really supposed to be. It was
unsettling, though. Mm-hmm. Like I would say, like there's it's funny, but it's also unsettling in certain points. So if you're into that type of, like if like just being like type of like stressed a little bit is your cup of tea for horror movies, which I like sometimes, this is definitely the movie for you.
It was just very different. The other thing,
very, very different.
I think it was the second time, you know, how when he would want to get everyone's attention, he would just do one clap.
Yeah.
Just clap, and then he would get everyone's attention. The second time he did it, someone in the room brought up, was like, is he going to do this every single time?
Yeah.
And I love it because that was my thought, too. I'm like, is he going to do this every single time? It was awesome, though. Just a great movie.
Yeah. Anything else we want to talk about before we get into scores?
I think that'll pretty much do it. I love your theory on the ending there, and that definitely makes it makes it rewatchable. If it wasn't for that, like I would probably rewatch this movie, but now it's like I want to rewatch this movie to see if there's any other cues.
Yeah, I think this movie is very rewatchable for a lot of reasons. It's just it's a fun movie.
It's a fun movie. I'll go ahead. I'll jump in and I'll give it a score. I'm going to give it a 4.5. I like it a ton. There's not much wrong with it at all. There wasn't anything that I particularly disliked about it. I thought it was shot well. I thought the acting was great. It's just I don't want to give everything that I really, really like a 5, and there's movies that I have liked a little bit better, so I'm just going to give it a 4.5.
That's solid. I'm going to go 4.4 on it. It was up there. It was a lot of fun for what it was. It was just well executed. Ton of fun, start to finish.
I also had this at a 4.4. I rate all my movies before we jump on here, and I write them down. They're in my notes. My rating's also 4.4. And for a lot of the same reasons, it was such an enjoyable movie with almost no negatives. I mentioned that one thing at the end with the s'mores thing where it wasn't believable that nobody tried to get out of the situation where they know they're going to be burned alive. That wasn't believable for me. Mm-hmm. That was it. That's really the only negative that I had for this whole movie. It was well acted, well shot. It was produced great. It was just a great movie. The only other thing that I would take points off for is if we're rating it as a horror movie, which we are, it wasn't really a scary movie. It was fun, and there were some unsettling scenes for sure. But, you know, if this is a thriller mystery, it's probably closer to a 5. But as a horror movie, you know, with that, just that one flaw that I didn't really like, it's a 4.4.
Yeah, I don't really see how they could have made this movie scary. Mm. So, yeah, but it fits into like 3 categories. It's horror, comedy, thriller, right?
Yeah,
so,
mystery, yeah.
Mystery, I guess. But
it can also play into if you're scared of being like trapped in a place, right? Like, because now you're trapped on this island, you can't go anywhere, and you're being held against your will. Yes, it's funny, but that is scary, like really scary to some people. That is a big fear of theirs. So
yeah, would you consider like bank heist movies horror? You know? No.
The
answer, right? So yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree. I don't think it's like a horror, but I do think that there's elements that, you know, people could find a little bit more scary than others. It just, for what it is, it's just a great movie. Any closing thoughts, or we want to end on our scores there?
Good night of that. Let me thank the patrons real quick. We have Jeannie R, Justin T, Lisa J, Mike B, Mom and Pops W, Robert H, Stephen V, and Demon King. Those are our VIPs. Thank you guys so much. We also have Allison V, Anna C, Even Better Hometown Ghost Stories, Lily J, Jake V, Janice G, Marfire, Rachel B, Stephanie A, Sydney B, Al Capone, Anthony T, Brandon W, Brennan B, Captain McSlugs, Cody G, Huggy B, Carolee J, Mark M, Matthew T, Mariah M, Papa Squatch, Sarah R, Sarah, Scotty L, Solar Flare, Soph, and Hooper. Thank you guys so much. For as little as $3 a month, you get access to episodes just like these, as well as bonus content, ad-free episodes, and you get to join in on the Patreon pre-show hangout, which is awesome. So thank you guys so much.
And if you're not a Patreon member, I'm going to make you watch the Super Mario Brothers movie, because it is the worst. And if you're not giving us money, then I am going to do bad things, which is
not a threat.
Make you watch the Super Mario Brothers movie. Anything else there, guys?
That'll do it.
All right, that's going to do it for us today. Thanks for watching or listening to this horror movie review of The Menu. We'll catch you next time.
Peace.